62.
Boobles.
Boobles.
You mean the Bubbles podcast?
Boobles podcast.
Who are you?
Bubbles podcast. Welcome to the Bubbles podcast. We have a very, very special episode for you today. Awesome episode. Great episode. Amazing episode. Yeah, we have a special guest. Very special guest who went to a very special event. We have some very special waters.
An all-star lineup of waters and an all-star cast.
Yeah. And it's a long episode too, so strap in. But it's very interesting. Listen to the whole thing, please.
And with that, enjoy episode
62
of the Bubbles podcast.
Dylan, we just really, it's so great to see you again and to be able to podcast with you. And we're really, really interested to hear about your experience in Bled. It looked like such an amazing event, amazing people.
Yeah.
Why don't you just tell us about it?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me onto the show again. This is our first live video as well, which is pretty cool. Always up for a new experience. Bled, yeah, wow, okay, all right. So I was very fortunate to be invited to this with the Fine Water Society as a jury member. Pretty excited to attend, and what can I say about Bled? I got there in the evening, right, and I woke up in the morning and I was like, wow. I looked at the scenery by the lake and everything, and it was like fairy tale, absolute fairy tale.
Stunning. Like paradise.
Yeah, absolutely stunning, like the way the lake looked, the backdrop of the castle and everything. It was good. It was really, really good. The actual experience itself with Fine Waters, Michael Mushka, I'm sure you guys follow him.
Absolutely.
Considering the godfather of... bottled water, you know, natural source bottled water. So being asked by him to be a jury member was an absolute honor. So there was myself, Nico from Canna Water, stunning, absolutely amazing water. He was there. And then we had Janet, Sweden's wine and water sommelier, and Elena, who is a professor of environmental studies. She's American, but living in France. So It was a good selection of individuals that Jeanette I've met before in Sweden for the Stockholm water tasting, which was pretty cool. The experience itself was in a beautiful hotel, which I believe was Tito's old sort of getaway from the Yugoslavian time. So it was kind of, it was stunning inside the actual hall. So I was responsible for the actual design grading. So it was all the water bottles presented to me on a table in categories from, you know, the glass, PET, the plastics, and then the up and coming sort of Tetra Paks or carton style design. So I was absolutely taken away by the different styles of bottled water. You know, like with wine, it's one style, but a different label. But then with the bottled waters, it's, you know, it's pretty cool designs and everything else. The glass optics, which were really stunning. So I got to grade those, which was pretty good. And then once that was done, we went into the actual tasting itself. And the way Michael Mushka has done it is from low mineral waters all the way to high waters, and then categorizing the carbonation, which you guys love, from, you know, low mineral to high mineral carbonation, and then added carbonation category. So it was your natural carbonations and your assisted carbonation. So it was pretty, you know, constantly tasting waters to the next one, to the next one. But what helped was putting them into those categories. So you knew it was all, say, low mineral and then high mineral to high, super high mineral content.
Do you have to cleanse your palate in between the waters?
No, there wasn't. There wasn't that element of this. And Michael even said, like, when it comes to the low mineral content waters, it's pretty difficult. You know, you really got to have your head tuned in to what's happening on the palate, because it's pretty quick as well with the tastings. So it wasn't like, how can I say it? And I had some fun with this with Pat from Flying Liquids. It wasn't like first dates. You know, like with the first date, sit down, you enjoy, take your time, discover. And if it's all good, you go back to it for a second date. It wasn't that style of grading and tasting. You know, it was pretty quick, but it was that quick first snap decision of what you feel, what you taste on the palate, and you just give it a grade.
So that leads me to my big question, because you had such an amazing and eclectic group of water sommeliers and judges there from around the world. Were there any like big discrepancies in the tasting where, you know, Milan, you thought, wow, this is amazing, and one of the other judges thought, oh no, that's shite?
Yes, we couldn't see the bottles that were being presented to us in the tasting, so those were covered. So it was 100% blind. So the scores that we were providing on the Facebook channel and the others, the minimal people that were in the audience for this for this event, could see the grading. So Michael Mashka is actually going to be sending me the actual grading, because what I did was I put little asterisks next to the waters that will stand out for me. So maybe on our next podcast, once I get my grading sheet and cross-reference which waters, we could have that discussion, because I made reference to things that were like, whoa, what is this? I need to discover more. So I'll have that information for us to share on another podcast.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Great. And you know, Milan, we kind of just jumped right into it with all the excitement of wanting to hear about the event in Bled and the Fine Water Society event. But, you know, we've got some waters over here, and I don't know about you, but I'm pretty thirsty. Do you have something to enjoy while we chat?
I do indeed. I have tap water, Thames water from London, tap water in my Guinness pint glass.
Nice.
With a stainless steel straw.
There you go.
That's what I'm hydrating with at the
and
moment.
And hey, save the turtles. Now, let me ask you, as a water technologist, is that just straight from the tap, or have you treated that tap water in any way with any internal purification systems or filters?
Yeah. So all I've done with this tap water is run it through a carbon filter, just to knock out the taste of chlorine, what I like to call gently polishing the water. So yep, I know you guys respect tap water also, so you know, it's part of that drinking water lifestyle. And you know, the bottled water for me is, you know, for a treat or with a meal, or having that extra mineral or that extra bubbles just to get you going. So at the moment, yeah, it's my daily right now is a Thames water, tap water. So big respect to the tap water out there.
Absolutely. And hey, and the, you know, the Water Authority in London, with providing fresh, abundant drinking water for everyone that tastes good. And what I always like to tell people, and James and I talk about this quite a bit, you know, you don't have to go out and buy fancy water. Drink your local water. If it doesn't taste the best how you want it, you know, get a Brita filter, put it through that, or, yeah, you know, just a carbon filter on your fridge. You know, it's not a big expense, and it's abundant and really good for you.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct, Steve. And the beauty of this is taking that tap water, and if it's Brita or any other brand out there, it slightly changes the, say, hardness in it. So like when you're making your tea or your coffee, or it does change the taste profile, which is pretty good. You know, you don't get that sort of hardness or any scum layer. It sort of just gently subtles the water to complement your beverage.
So just before we came on the air here, James was getting together our water selection. Yeah. And what did you have to say about the water selection today, James?
Well, I mean, as you know, with our podcast, of course, we drink tap water. It's our main thing. This is really our treat for the week kind of, like, dosage of bottled waters, except
like
for,
like,
that. A couple
of treat of the week. Okay, I like that. That is so cool. Treat of the week. So, show me what you have for your treat of the week.
So, we've got, like, a premium water selection today. We have some Gerolsteiner.
Yes.
This is Gerolsteiner sparkling.
Yeah, medium mineral content, right? Medium to high.
And this is Aqua Carpatica. Yep.
Now, this is a special water, and I think this is one of the ones that you judged in Bled, isn't it?
It was there.
So this actually we picked up just from our local supermarket right here in Southern California.
Wow. Okay. Because one of the largest supermarkets in the UK, Tesco's, a bit like maybe a Publix.
Yeah, Tesco.
They stock that. And this water has gone global, big time. Mm. Absolutely global. So, And what else do we have?
We have a sparkling Icelandic glacial here. This is a favorite of his.
Fan favorite for sure.
I like this water too, definitely. And then we've got a San Benedetto sparkling, we've actually seen quite recently on a show we're watching on Netflix.
Well, yeah, what show's that?
Stanley Tucci Finds Italy?
Yeah, it's a food program with an actor, Stanley Tucci, traveling around Italy.
And a lot of the locals in Italy drink San Benedetto sparkling and still. Then our last two, we have Socosani still. So
big
that's
favorite, right?
Big favorite. Not as much as a fan of the Socosani still as the sparkling, but it's still delicious. And then last but not least, Perrier.
Perrier, the French classic.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thirsty, James. Let's crack one open and have a cheers.
Totally.
Which one do you want?
I guess let's start with what's most familiar to, what I would assume is most familiar to our listeners, huh?
Yeah. Perrier? Classic. Perrier. Yeah. Available worldwide, everywhere. This is Big Water's answer, but it is a natural spring water.
And it is delicious. All right. I love the carbonation on Perrier. I think it is.
Is it a Nestle water?
Great. I think it isn't owned by Nestle actually, but it's not a it's still a premium water though. They haven't done anything to it that makes it, you know, like something that's kind of tampered with. You know, I still very much enjoy this water. Even if it is
a French story since 1863. Cheers. Cheers, Millen.
Cheers, James.
So if we were judging waters now and we were in the actual event, we wouldn't know that we just tasted Perrier, but we would have known what? That it's a carbonated and then which category it was in?
Yes. So as part of, you know, tasting, all we had was a sheet with a number saying this was, say, low category, medium category, high category, artificially carbonated or natural carbonation, and that was it.
And what temperature were your waters at that you were tasting?
These were all room temperature. So I would say on the day, it was a sunny day, I would say at least 18 to 19.
Oh, wow.
All at room temperature, yeah.
So all the you'll really get that mineral contents coming through.
That's right.
Yeah, we are currently drinking this at a 47.5 Fahrenheit, which is a 8 point something Celsius. Let me see again. Wait a second. It is a 9 Celsius. So it's quite cold, which is nice. It's, again, Perrier always hits well for me. It's always refreshing. You get that bit of acidity, a little bit of that metallic taste, but not too much. It actually it works pretty well, and I love the carbonation, like small bubbles. It travels down your throat well, and it hits you, it wakes you up.
When I'm really thirsty, like if I'm out doing something, maybe I played tennis or went for a bike ride or something, and I go into a convenience store, to get something because I'm really, really thirsty, often I'll grab Perrier because it's going to be what's there. And yeah. I'll pound a bottle of Perrier. I'll just drink the whole thing right at once, down.
Yeah, actually, one of my favorite choices when I go play basketball for like about an hour. We have a basketball court really close to our house. I'll grab a Perrier, even if we have a still water, because even though it's not as easy to drink when you're really thirsty and you're trying to like chug it, it does hydrate you very well. And yeah, I really enjoy this water, and it's very versatile. It's good to enjoy with a meal. It's good to enjoy on its own, and it's good to hydrate you during a workout or after.
It sounds like you're ready to give a bottle cap rating on Perrier.
I am. I am very ready to give a bottle cap rating on Perrier, and I am going to give it a 9 out of 10. It's so accessible. It's very, very accessible, and it's a great water.
And I like the way you grade with the accessibility. That complements the grading. I think that's pretty important because water should be accessible. And Perrier was my go-to, my treat of the week on Friday when I got back from work. I had my dinner, and I sat down with my son, watched a bit of Mandalorian, and had a glass of Perrier, a very nice glass, and that was my Friday night treat. So yeah, nice. It is a good go-to. And also, have you seen the artwork with Murakami, the Japanese artist?
Absolutely, yeah. Beautiful. In fact, I think we have one of those bottles.
We do have the Murakami Perrier.
Yeah, the special edition can as well, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, really nice.
It's pretty cool. I quite like it. Yeah.
It's a great artist. So should we hop into another water?
Yeah, which category do you want to go to, James?
Let's head to, is Sokosani medium?
Well, why don't we ask Millen which category Sokosani was in the competition?
I believe it is medium, yeah. But have a look at the back of the bottle with the TDS.
Yeah, it's all here. So bicarbonates, 1239 milligrams per liter, silica 108, magnesium 89, calcium 140. What's that say, James? You can read that part.
Our water source. What?
Was that silica at 108?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Because that was the first time I've tried Sokosani in Bled. So yeah. But I'll let you know what my review was.
Okay, we want to hear it, so let's pour some.
Alright. See,
it's definitely can be a polarizing water because it's got some kick to it.
It's got a very unique flavor to it, but and it's bold but balanced, I'd say. I like the sparkling version because the added acidity and the carbonation complements it really well, but the still version is still great. Cheers. It reminds me almost of it's like a tamer Borajami, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a tamer Borajami. Borajami would be like the extreme scale. This is like a couple steps back.
You get that saltiness, you get that pepperiness, you get that earthiness. You get all of it. You just tone down a little.
It's almost chewy, this water. It's a mouthful. It's, you know?
Yeah, it's very silky smooth. It almost feels like you're not drinking water, but I love it.
Yeah, I would totally agree because it was the first time and I've been wanting to try Sokosani and experiencing it Bled was nice. And I would say that silica, that smooth silkiness is definitely there, but it feels like it's like a meal. It has a lot of taste, surprising taste as well. So it's not, like you say, and a very good comparison to Bonjourmi, which is boom, that's heavy duty. It's there with this Sokosani. It's something that you could drink during the day and not feel too heavily mineralized or heavy in taste.
Yeah.
Did you get to try both the still and sparkling?
I did indeed, yeah. And I preferred the still because of that. that definite taste that was there. And I do want to drink more of it, no doubt, and spend a bit more time with it to sort of discover it a bit more like you two have.
Yeah.
When it came to the ratings on the water, did it get high ratings?
I believe so. It did, yeah. Michael Mashko is actually at the moment on his Instagram account, Facebook account, putting out the winners. So he's been doing that for the last couple of days. So
nice.
Yeah, I remember seeing something we talked about it on our last
we
podcast,
did, yeah.
Didn't we? I think Sokosani Sparkling won a gold and Still won a silver.
I think so.
It might be swapped, but yeah, it's definitely a highly marked water, and I think it deserves it.
Yeah, so we haven't got it in Europe at the moment, but potentially looking into having this. But it's definitely a water with an incredible mineral composition and taste and mouthfeel. It's a water that you can do a lot with and explore with, if it's either with foods, you know, or just lifestyle. But it's amazing, like, you know, from the Andes Mountains in Peru, it's pretty awesome, like the source.
Yeah,
definitely. Volcanic source. And, you know, they're selling it in the U.S. now. It's just really easy to get on Amazon, both versions, and it's pretty inexpensive. And they've got right on their plastic bottle the awards, the medals that it's won in the past.
Yeah, they've got the 2019 and 2020 awards. I wonder if you order a package off of Amazon now, it's got something with the blood tasting.
They probably will update their packaging to show to show off their bling. Flex a little bit, Sokosani.
Yeah.
What's next, James?
Well, we're going a little rapid fire here. Why don't you choose the next one?
Okay, I want to try this Aqua Carpaccia, because I remember when we, like, episode 20 or something like that, we had a special bottle that we had gotten for Christmas, and it had one of these in it.
Yeah, a special package,
right?
Yeah. And this bottle is, do you remember if you rated this bottle? Because
I did, yes. Yep, it was on the table. They had this version and the carbonated version. From what I understand, I think it's a stunning bottle. I've got one on my shelf. I think it's kind of like Art Deco looking. Great optics with the squareness of it. Looks pretty awesome on a table.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely, it looks almost like a sculpture. Yeah. It's a nice looking
bottle. You'd expect a bottle like this, like with a fine, expensive liqueur or something in it, but it's got fine water in it.
Uh-huh. Yep. And honestly, not too badly priced. I mean, we used to not be able to have access to this water.
How much was this water at Gelson's, James?
At Gelson's, this was $2.19, I think.
That's really, really good.
Great price.
And Gelson's is like, you know, it's the higher end, kind of hoity-toity supermarket out here, where, you know, everything's higher, more expensive. So that's really not a bad price at all.
Yeah.
Price point that you mentioned is very similar to what we have in the UK at our larger supermarkets. So that's pretty interesting.
Let's try this one, James.
Cheers.
Where's it from?
This is from the Carpathian Mountains, which is in
Romania.
Romania.
Wow. What do you think, James?
Wow, that's nice.
It's pretty flavorful.
It's a smooth, earthy water, huh? Wow. Yeah, it's definitely, it's on the lower end of the mineral content.
200 total dissolved solids.
Yeah.
52 calcium, 17 magnesium, a pH of 8.2. Can we talk about pH for a minute, Millen?
Yeah, of course.
What really is the most healthy pH for water, and why?
When it comes to health and pH, I don't... I'm not a doctor, but despite working in like medical environments with water, etc., I think the whole pH thing has gone a bit crazy in regards to marketing and individuals thinking I can alkaline my body. Again, I am not a doctor, but I think as a water sommelier, water technologist, especially on the sommelier side for water, it adds to taste, flavor, etc. You know, it's healthy to drink water, and our bodies have different pHs from our stomach to our blood, etc. Over drinking acidic things will have a negative impact. Over drinking things with super high alkaline will have a negative impact. So there's always got to be a balance. However, when it comes to pH and health, I park that up to one side. But if we're talking about pH and the taste of water and how that influences water in food, water in wine, or just discovering the taste, then yeah, there's a huge amount that I'm still learning and have discovered. So alkaline pHs for me are more sharper. You might find that with the Icelandic glacial. It's got that crisp bite to it.
Yeah.
So that there works extremely well with food pairings. And then the more acidic pHs that we find in natural waters, say a pH of 5, etc., has that more what I call a citrus bite to it, which works very well. So drink good water from a good source. You know, the variety of pHs shouldn't, in my opinion, cause any health issues. But let's explore more about the taste, the flavor, the mouthfeel that the water provides.
Well, I'd say you put that very eloquently. I'm a little bit more blunt. I think it's just a bunch of marketing gimmicks they're coming up with.
100%.
There's definitely a aspect to it that alters the flavor, but I completely agree with you. I think it's kind of getting out of hand. Like the other day, we had I forgot the name of the water because they all taste the same, but they're like, oh, super alkaline pH,
health
1 million water.
Like, yeah,
it's like
the water's actually not going to change the pH level of your body,
and it's like the most unhealthy water that you can have, and it's like health water. It's like not natural at all, completely
just processed municipal water that they put some salt in, call it essential minerals.
It's overprocessed. It's I think we've discussed it before. It's like a chicken nugget.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
overprocessed, exactly. Deep fried, just junk. So yeah, there's a huge amount of hype, and like in the UK, it's not too bad. Like we have your sort of main culprits of smart water, etc. Mm-hmm. But we don't have huge amount on the shelf like in the US of hypercharged waters or waters that will make you like dunk better or
yeah,
you know, throw a ball better or whatever it is.
It's crazy. I think I took a picture of James in front of one of the water aisles the other day, and it's like there's like 50 selections.
It's insane because all of the water aisles now are like littered and polluted by these just not good waters. Like you've got a couple of nice spring waters that are on the shelves in various places, but like that's like every 5 waters, and then in between those 5 waters is just all the same crap.
Yeah,
it's
the consumer definitely is not educated on what is good water and what isn't. So you know, whatever gets that prime spot on the shelf and has the flashiest label is gonna sell.
Yeah. Just a quick question: is it called Essentia? Water?
Yeah, Essentia water. That was the one we reviewed on the last pod, right?
Yeah, I find it kind of crazy, like how they've got in with sports stars and music individuals that are in like
influencers.
And it's crazy. It's crazy. Like there was this, I was on Instagram and there was this one guy going, "Yeah, I'm so glad that I've just been sponsored by Essentia." I understand that they need this sponsorship and you know everything else, but it is absolute BS, you know. I wish, you know, some of the more natural spring owners are all, I would say, not the big companies. You know, they do it from the heart and they want to look after the water and the catchment area. But yeah, but this craze is dying out. People are catching on to more of what natural water means. and what have
I think we're like on the leading edge of the sword here, Millen, you and what James is doing here. And, 100%. You know, I think that more and more people are just going to get more and more informed, and the movement will grow and build.
Yeah.
What's next to drink?
So I don't know which one to choose. They're all great.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Go for it.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a tiger by the tail. Icelandic glacial.
Okay. So what do we know about Icelandic glacial?
It's a very sharp, acidic water. It's got high carbonation.
And the company is carbon neutral?
They are carbon neutral.
Amazingly, considering they're shipping water all around the world.
And they're doing it in plastic bottles. It's a really nice bottle, though, for a plastic bottle. It's like, it's thin, and it's got that glacial design on top. It's really nice. Yeah, and while we drink this, I have a topic that I just thought of again. I just remembered that I want to discuss with you. I don't know if you've heard of this. Well, it's not a concept. They're actually a brand now. They're not really sold even nationwide here yet. But they're called Free Water. Okay. And basically, it's free water. It's free bottled water that's $0, 0 cents. And the way that they make profit is by selling their label as ad space.
Ooh.
And it's really, I think it's a really cool concept.
That's interesting, James.
Free water, yeah?
Yeah, free water.
You know what, James? I really respect what you're doing. Like, you're going away researching and looking at the latest trends in water. And you know what? It's really, really good. Really good. Sorry, you may continue.
It's in a aluminum can, I'm pretty sure. Not an aluminum can, an aluminum bottle. And they use their label as ad space, and it's completely free. So I think that's a really, really cool concept, a cool idea. And I'd totally like to see it being sold.
That is, I like that. I like that a lot. And, you know, especially now thinking of with climate change and what's going on and all these natural disasters, you know, if there's any ways to get it, and who cares what kind of water it is, you know, but in some of these ravished areas, like if they've just been through a hurricane or fires and things like that, earthquakes going on, being able to get clean water quickly to those places, like this free water or, you know, just even the plastic bottles, is really important. Mm-hmm. I remember, you know, years back living through hurricanes and stuff down in Florida and having to like wait online for water, you know, because the water was so scarce after the hurricanes.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty intrigued by this. I think if you can, for your next podcast, maybe do a bit of research on this and let the audience know. What you've discovered. I think it's, I want to Google this now. I'll wait for after the show. Yeah, but
we'll tease it for the next episode.
Definitely.
So how's this Icelandic glacial, James?
Delicious. Every time I drink this water, it grows more and more on me. I keep discovering new things about it. I really do enjoy it. It's a water that starts out acidic and sharp with that metallic taste, kind of, and then it's like a stronger metallic taste too, and then it kind of fades off and gets sweeter and sweeter with the aftertaste.
Yeah, it's got a bite.
Yeah, it's really it's so unique and bold. I really do enjoy this water.
I totally agree with the comments, because I enjoy the still version, and that aftertaste of that sweetness, it's so there. Like, you would have to be so super dehydrated and have no taste buds not to say that water is sweet.
Yeah. Is it actual glacier water?
Yeah. I would think
What's
so,
it
right?
Say right there?
Natural spring water with added carbonation.
Yeah, it's from the Ulfa Spring in Iceland. So it's about 5,000 years vintage, and it flows over like black lava rock, which probably gives the water its energy, its natural alkalinity, that crispness, that sweetness that you experience. Yeah. But you know the beauty of the Ulfa Spring, right? So it's one of the largest springs in the world. And if you do not drink Icelandic glacial, it just flows straight into the ocean.
Oh, really? Wow.
Really?
So yeah. if you do a little research on Alpha Spring, it genuinely, it's a huge spring, huge amount of water just flowing directly into the sea. So, yeah, drink up.
Yeah.
So they've got a source for years and years to come. No chance that it's going to dry up.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it will help reduce sea level rise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Wow. That's so good.
What else do you got, James? Do you want to do a bottle cap rating on Icelandic glacial?
Well, yeah, we forgot to bottle cap rate a few of these, huh? We forgot to do Sokasani Still, I think.
Okay, let's go rapid fire. Come on, let's do it.
Sokasani Still. Well, for me, the Sokasani Sparkling is a 10 out of 10 water. I really do love it. They are carbon neutral.
Yes.
And
so in the still category of a medium mineral content water,
at least in North America, they are fairly accessible. So I'm going to give the still version a 9 out of 10 because I really still do enjoy it, but I like the sparkling one better. What's your bottle cap rating on it?
8 out of 10. And I would give it a 9 if it was in a glass bottle. I don't like that it's in a plastic PET bottle.
They do sell it in a glass bottle. But
but the version that we get is not.
Yeah.
And we're rating the one that's in front of us here. It does say it's 25% recycled PET, so that's something. Source to bottle.
Right.
Sokasani. Yep, 8 out of 10 bottle caps. What about the Aqua?
Aqua Carpatica. I still don't know how to pronounce it.
I think you got it. Aqua Carpatica.
Yeah. All right. Well, I might have to go back to that water. If I remember correctly, it's fairly earthy, right?
Pour yourself a little bit more.
I need to finish up my Icelandic glacial here. But
it's always good to go back to waters. I'll do it all the time.
Second date.
Second date, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, well, that water changes when the temperature changes, huh?
Yeah, the temperature has probably gone up a little bit while we've been chatting. I've got it at 14 degrees centigrade.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a delicious water, though. It's definitely earthy. You get that like bitterness to it. You get a little bit of sweetness, too.
Yeah, the sweetness comes through. Mm. What's your rating?
Bottle cap rating on Aqua Carpatica. I don't know. Are they carbon neutral? Because that will change quite a bit of it. They are very accessible now, which is good because they started selling it in the grocery stores here as well.
Yeah, I think we would have to do a little bit more research regarding their production processes and whether or not they're carbon neutral.
All right, well, then I'm going to give it 2 ratings. So if they are carbon neutral, this water gets a 9.5 out of 10.
Wow, 9.5.
It's a delicious water, and the bottle is just beautiful, and it's accessible. You can buy it in grocery stores in Europe and in North America. And I'm going to give, if it's not carbon neutral, I'm going to give it a 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10,
because it's still a great bottle, great water, accessible.
On the design side, I'm right up there. I'm gonna give it a 9 out of 10 on the design. On the water itself, it's good. It definitely stands up and can be in any lineup and any tasting, any water tasting around the world. It definitely can stand out and be there. I'm gonna go 7 out of 10 bottle caps on the taste.
Not a fan of it, huh?
Well, I am a fan of it, but there's so many waters that really get me excited and jazzed up, and I'm having trouble getting jazzed up for Aqua Carpatica.
Yeah, it might be a little there might be a little disappointing factor on it because the bottle is just so beautiful and the water is more focused on an earthiness taste than an acidity, but it's still there for me. So yeah, that's my ratings on it.
I must say, I do like the way you've graded and rated the bottle. So you've gone from taste, design, but then environmental mindfulness, which is me, a very, very strong topic, you know, to include that into the scoring of water. So, yeah, awesome. Well done.
Thank you. All right.
What's next, James?
So, Sam Benedetto or Gerald Steiner?
Well, you know which one is my favorite, right? The Gerald Steiner, Germany.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. This Gerald Steiner sparkling. So, there is no possible way that you can rate Gerald Steiner in general with one rating, because they come from, they're completely different waters.
That's right. That is right. When we have a podcast with Foreign Liquids with Pat,
yeah,
he explained that these come from different regions, different sources.
Different sources, different regions, but Big Water in Germany, you know, the main brand.
Uh-huh. And the sparkling is a high mineral content water. And isn't the still a low mineral content water?
I think so, yeah.
Or a medium, I believe.
Or a medium. Medium. But like a whole level down. Yeah. Cheers.
Salut.
Oh, it's delicious. That is so good. Yeah.
It is good. It is good.
Wow.
It's so sweet and salty.
Yeah, it brings it. It shows up. I mean, it's something. It's there. And we're tasting all these fine waters today. I mean, Sokasani, going through that one with its sharpness and everything. The Icelandic Glacial, the Aqua Carpaccia, but even the Perrier. But this is just so different.
It definitely, it brings it, and it brings it bold. It's got, that sweetness, that saltiness, that metallic taste, but the sweet really comes through. More than, I'd say, even a Icelandic Glacial. It's a delicious water. Wow.
What's your bottle cap rating?
Well, we discussed before, they're trying to go carbon neutral, right? They're going to be...
By 2024?
I think it's by this year, they said.
2022?
Yeah, or by next year, I mean. It's fairly accessible, right? It is accessible. They sell it at Gelson's too, right?
And
they
I think in Europe it's very accessible. In the U.S. it's a little bit more rare, but that's okay too. And when we think about in the big picture, you know, and we've got waters from all over the world on our table here. Isn't that amazing? Yay for us! However, getting closer to the source of water is also something that's very important too. We think about the use of resources. You know, people in a certain area should be able to drink that good spring water from their area.
Yeah.
You know, without having to ship around the world.
Yeah, I love this water. Really, I do. It's great. I'm going to give... It's a high mineral content water, too. It's almost 10 times.
What's it say on the back there,
which
James?
One had the 200-something total dissolved solids? So what the here, this
what's
is
this say?
Okay, taste the origin of nature from a specific geological region of volcanic origin, naturally carbonated source with a high mineral content, good source of calcium and magnesium, natural and refreshingly neutral taste. This is a great water. It's very high TDS. It's got 345 calcium, this is milligrams per liter, 345 calcium, 100 magnesium, 1,800 bicarbonate, 10 potassium, 115 sodium, 40 chloride, 35 sulfate, 55 other minerals, and total mineral content is 2,500.
Take that, Coca-Cola and Sprite.
Yeah. I am, you know, the on the label when it says a neutral water, I think I disagree with that comment.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I wouldn't call that a neutral water.
They messed up in the German to English translation.
I think so. It's
perfectly balanced taste. I don't know about perfectly balanced.
It's delicious,
it's
though.
Bold
and delicious.
Bottle cap rating.
I am going to give Gerald Steiner, the bottle's nice too, just because it's not as accessible here, I'm going to go a 9.5.
9.5,
that's the only reason.
Wow.
It's so close to a 10 out of 10. It's a great water. It's so good. It just needs to be more accessible to everyone. And they and when they actually go carbon neutral as well.
I'm going to go 9 out of 10.
But
yeah, 9 out of 10.
It is a great water. So, last but hopefully not least, San Benedetto Sparkling.
Now, this water is not, it's pretty rare around here. I don't know. Is it very common in Europe, Millen?
In Europe it is, yeah. In the UK, if I visit like a Italian delicatessen, you know, a Mann Pass style delicatessen,
yeah,
you may find that with Ferrarelli and Fuji. But otherwise, no. But across Europe, you definitely do get this. I was in Cyprus a couple of weeks back for family holiday. You could access this water there, no problem.
Yeah.
As far as famous sparkling waters coming out of Italy, I guess you've got San Pellegrino probably at the top of the heap.
Yeah.
And then the San Benedetto and the El for what's it called? Ferrelli?
Ferrelli, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, we like that one a lot too.
Yeah, it's like the Ferrari of Italian waters. It's good. It's good.
Yeah, we enjoyed some recently at a nice fine dining Italian restaurant in Los Angeles. It was really good.
Everything. Was it a glass bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. See, I can't obtain the glass in the UK at the moment. So, yeah, I personally think there's a huge difference between the glass and the plastic. But if I visit the Italian delicatessen, then I will buy a bottle because it's a gorgeous water.
Yeah.
Quick fact, it comes from Europe's only cold water geyser.
Really? Oh. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got high in potassium as much as a banana.
It's in the north of Italy, right?
I believe so, yeah.
So.
It's a cold water geyser that naturally just comes out of the ground to the local environment.
Which is actually, northern Italy is actually not too far from Bled, right?
That's right, yeah, yeah. Bled to the east, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, let's crack open this.
Open, and then I want to ask Millen another question about Bled and his experience, because with all of those, the eclectic group of water sommeliers and the great activities going on with the tasting water, it looks like you guys did get to have a little bit of fun as well. So why don't you tell us about, did you do some fine dining while you were there with them? And then also, did you all ride on a boat?
Yeah, so we had the privilege of going on a boat to where the castle is on the island, which was really, really nice. Had our lunch there. It's so stunningly beautiful. It is incredible, like super incredible. So we had some lunch there. And then for the evening, we had some journalists and some guests. And we had a dinner, I think it was about a 6-course dinner, where we had all of the bottles. And we had the actual opportunity of presenting waters that we thought would pair well with the meal.
Oh, wow. So you guys got to do the pairing.
Yeah.
And how did you decide who paired what?
Yeah, well, we had all of the waters there. So Michael Mushko arranged with a gentleman that's local to Bled, Marco. If you follow him on Instagram, super cool dude, helped to organize everything. And he's behind the Bled Water Festival. So big shout out to Marco.
Yeah, I saw him on Insta.
Yeah, top guy, real top guy. So we had all of the waters. And as the first course, second course, third course come out, we could literally go to a water to what we thought would pair very well with the water, and gave our guests and the journalists there the reasons to why we thought this water would work well. And yeah, we got to really sort of fortunate enough to have these waters and play around with the mineral composition, the carbonation level, with the dish. And yeah, it was a vibe. It really was a vibe. Definitely.
Can you drop one of your pairings on us? What did you pair?
Yep. So we had a water perlage from Poland with the gentle fizz. And what we had was sea bass. And then we had, it was like a truffled mashed potato, like a fondue. So I did the perlage with the sea bass with the crispy skin, gentle fizz, low sodium. So you didn't get that saltiness of the water, which played pretty well with the crispy sea bass. But then I took a bottle of Three Bays.
Oh, Three Bays. We can't wait to try that.
But hey, that is pretty awesome, yeah. I would describe it potentially like a still Sokasani, but more punchier. So then I took the Three Bays on the same meal. So we had the perlage with the fish, and then I took the Three Bays with the truffled mashed potatoes. And tell you something.
With that umami flavor coming through from the truffles must have been just great with that boiled water.
Yeah, and you know what? When the journalists were there and they looked up, you could see that in their eyes of like, oh, geez, I've just been paired with food and water, and it worked, and it worked so well. So, yeah, that was that moment of, I get it, this works really well. So, but, you know, with the other water sommeliers pairing with all the waters and the foods, it was good. It really was.
I just want to say, this San Benedetto, it's a lot better than I remember. It's got like a flavor I can't even. It's like a different type of earthiness. It's not the earthiness that you normally get from a water, or like at least from the waters that we've tasted so far. It's like a. I'm not sure.
It's earthy.
It's very earthy, but it's a different type. I don't know how to. Maybe it's like a mix of flavors or something that just really blend together well. But I do enjoy
the taste that you are comparing from a previous experience with this water, or is this a new taste for you?
This isn't something that I normally get in waters, really. I don't know how to describe it. It's like kind of a mild umami flavor-ish. I don't know. But it's delicious. Mm. Yeah, it's like a more pungent earthiness. And then it's got some sweet on the tail end of that. And it's definitely got a little metallic taste to it, but it's a delicious water. Wow.
It's definitely an award-winning water. I could see, like, in any nice restaurant being very happy to get a bottle of this sparkling water to pair with my dinner. It's a great water. I like all of your comments as far as the earthiness and the sweetness at the end. What's your bottle cap rating?
I'm going to give the San Benedetto, wow, they're all getting very high ratings today.
Well, it's an all-star collection, like you said, James.
San Benedetto gets a 8.5 out of 10.
8.5, wow, that's high marks.
Yeah, because it is, I mean, it's delicious. I'm not a huge fan of the bottle, if I'm going to be honest.
Why?
It's nice looking, I guess. I like the taper at the bottom, but it seems, at least compared to all of these other bottles, except for the Perrier, I guess. It seems a little basic.
I like the unique feature of having, like, the design inside that you look through the glass.
Yeah.
What is that design in the back? Is it mountains?
It's like a blue rose-ish thing. I don't know what it is.
It's a rose, yes. It's a rose. A follower had sent me a bottle, and it had a pink rose.
Was that a still?
I think it may have been a still, yeah.
I think the sparkling one is blue themed, and the still one is red themed.
So branding wise, it's got a bird, maybe like a seagull. I don't know. It looks like a seabird of some sort, and mountains.
Yep.
San Benedetto sounds almost like a church.
Yeah, I do like this water. It's nice. Unique. That just changed. Or maybe I didn't get that before. It's got an acidity to start off. It's a very quick acidity, though. That just might be from the added carbonation. But yeah, I do enjoy this water. I think I give it an 8.5 out of 10, right?
Eight and a half, yeah.
I do like it. I wish it was a little more accessible. I don't know anything about it being carbon neutral or not. But this is definitely, this is a delicious water. Yeah.
All right. So what was the top water out of all the ones that we looked at today?
Top water out of all of them. I think that goes to Gerald Steiner, doesn't it?
I'm going to give it up to the London Municipal Water that Millen's been drinking.
You're not wrong. If we're talking about like importance wise, I guess. I don't know how to describe it, but it gets people hydrated, you know, every day. Tens of thousands.
I think the general rule is municipal water is there for hydration. Mm-hmm. You can filter it, you can manipulate it to suit what you want. But I think the bottled waters that you have there is for that experience, that special treat, you know, something you can discuss about the source, the design, the environmental mindfulness, and everything that you've encapsulated into this podcast. So it is a talking point on a dinner table. It's not just bottled water. That's what it is.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I think that just kind of sums it up. So you got any other topics you want to get into, James?
Not really. I'm going to go do some more research on the free water.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll bring that for the next podcast.
Yeah.
And I want to say, first of all, thank you, Millen, for joining us today. It's been a wonderful experience chatting about your experience in Bled with the Fine Water Taste and Design Awards, as well as just walking through all of these waters with you. It's been wonderful. So thank you for joining us again.
Yeah.
Not at all. It's always nice to be invited onto the show. And look forward to the next one.
All right.
And I think this video experience is going to work out great. We can get this uploaded. If you can send us the link to the file, that would be super dope. And then, James, we always like to say thank you.
To all our listeners, yes. If you want to get in contact with us, you can do that by reaching out to thebubblespodcast@gmail.com. That is no caps, no spaces, no underscores, none of that. Just The Bubbles Podcast. And then you can also follow our social media, please. Instagram is at The Bubbles Podcast, or TikTok is at The Bubbles Podcast. And also, please rate and review us. That would be awesome. We prefer 5 stars, but do whatever your heart desires. Just not low rating, please.
And Millen, why don't you share where people can get a hold of you?
Yeah, either at Fine Liquids UK or Milion, MILIONH2O. So yeah, give it a like, give it a follow, or just, you know, send us a message if you want to participate. Maybe we could have a virtual water tasting with other guests, you know, the Bubbles and Fine Liquids could get together and do a collab, you know, whatever.
That sounds great.
Whatever hydrates you, and just continue hydrating that imagination. So big respect to Bubbles Podcast, for real.
Thank you.
Thanks, yeah. Millen. Enjoy your Sunday evening.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Keep it up.
Until next time.
Yeah. I'm James.
I'm Steve.
That's Millen.
Yep. This has been
Bubbles.
See you guys. Take care.